Greetings, everybody, and welcome again to Top Talent. This is being recorded under less than optimal circumstances. We're still in the midst of this horrible, horrible crisis, but we're all trying to get through it. Hopefully, again, somebody will listen to this podcast in 8 or 9 months and go, oh, yeah, I remember that whole thing with the staying in the house type of thing. I just hope we can get to a point where this is all ancient history, but right now we have to live through it. We have to try to survive through it. We have to social distance as much as we possibly can. And a lot of the musicians in the Albany area, in the upstate New York area, in the capital region where I'm broadcasting this from, they are really, really feeling the pain, along with everybody else, of course. But these are the people, I call them the musical road warriors. They go out, they play out night after night after night, and now it's completely evaporated. All these gigs, all their opportunities for the meantime have just disappeared, and I wanted to do a roundtable. So I did roundtable one with three different musicians. I will talk about that in a second. I am on now to roundtable two, and without further ado, I would like to take you to that discussion here on Top Talent. I welcome all of my guests here. Now, I had a roundtable one. My roundtable one was Aaron Harks, Chris Dollard, and Sonny and Pearly. And welcome everyone now to roundtable two. And I'm going to go around the virtual room here and introduce everybody. We have Jeff Brisbane. And correct me if I'm wrong with all this stuff. He's waving, but this is audio and nobody's going to see that. But he's a guitarist, vocalist, very Saratoga-based musician. He averages 250 gigs a year. He's done that for 8 years, so everybody do the math. And he's currently working on his very third album. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Brisbane. Yay!
Hello, world.
You see, there's no audiences anymore. National TV, local.
No, Twitter.
It's completely gone, right? Then we have Carmen Lookshire, who was on my podcast before, just a few weeks ago, right, Carmen?
Yeah.
She's a full-time musician. I'm talking full-time. She released her very first EP, For Love, which I have in my collection. It's fantastic. You can catch her performing at all kinds of venues in the Capital Region with a guitarist under the name Carmen and Life's Guilty Pleasures. So, ladies and gentlemen, Carmen Lookshire. And then we have Joe Kulowitz from Skeeter Creek. He's a guitarist and vocalist. I wanted to get a country band in here because I haven't done that yet.
Well, of course, you'd have to.
It's my roots.
Hey, Joe.
Good
morning.
Joe started, and the band started in 2001. They are the hardest working, longest continuously running country band in the region. They have so many awards. I went on their website. It goes on. It cracked me up, this one. Excuse me. They did a thing called the Country Shootout. Was that a contest?
Oh, God. Yeah.
They won for 2006, 2007, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, and 14. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Well, welcome you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with whoever wants to start, and I'm just going to ask, what were you doing? It's almost like the question, what were you doing during 9/11? Everybody can remember right away. And I'm sure everybody's going to never forget this. Let's go around the room. What were you doing when this virus hit and how it affected your business? You want to start with Carmen?
Yeah, ladies.
I was releasing my first EP album. And I only have it in physical form right now. So I wanted people to come out to my shows to get something tangible. And I was just about to have my release party that weekend where everything was shut down. But I still had my release party because I'm a rebel.
Hey, it's a business. Don't feel bad.
It was great. Good turnout.
Jeff?
Yes, sir.
How about you?
Well, I was, you know, obviously I'm shut down like everybody. And I usually do, you know, I'm a solo guy. So I do, you know, 4 to 6 gigs a week on average.
Right.
So it's just like, the brakes are on. And I just saw you, Joe, at Vapor not too long ago. A couple of months, by the way. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Best country band around for sure.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, like everybody, and I've been working on my third album, and of course that's come to a halt, which, you know, when you're in the middle of that, the juices are flowing, and you start layering different things, changing things, and adding things, and mixing, it's, you know, that's kind of stopped. So
sure, I know. Plus it's a mental thing. When you get so
in a funk with all this. It's really hard. It's really hard. And Joe, now you're in a unique situation being in a band. I mean, it's a little bit easier being one person and looking for work. When a band, it's really going to be even harder, right?
It is. It is. You know, and some of the band is retired, so that helps. But you know, the rest of us have full-time jobs. Some of us are still working, some aren't. You know, I'm working from home, so I'm one of the lucky ones. But as far as the entertainment industry goes, you guys all know as well as I do, there is none at this point.
Yep.
You know, we play from our living room, and we try to, you know, help people in that respect as much as we can, and try to bring some light into these days without, you know, having to dwell on negatives.
Right.
So just a little break from reality for a few minutes. But yeah, it's shut us down. You know, well deep into May and probably most likely into June. You know, we play a lot every month, just like you guys do. And it's hard because it's shut us right down. We went from 100 miles an hour to a dead stop, literally overnight. So.
And are all of you concerned that the places that you normally play are going to have a hard time reopening themselves?
For us, not so much, because most of our venues are big venues, the casinos, the you know, the outdoor concerts going into the summertime. There's a couple that we're kind of concerned with, but you know, talking to the owners of even the small businesses, it seems like they've taken some measures to cut their losses per se and try to look and build for the future. So there's a lot of enthusiasm as to what's to come over the next few months once we get past this hurdle. So.
How about for
I mean, I'm nervous because, I mean, I read yesterday 110,000 restaurants might not reopen.
Wow.
When this is over. So that's kind of sobering just to hear that, you know. And you know, the Saratoga area, the restaurants and the pubs where I usually play, you know, it's built around the business model of the track.
Right.
And then, you know, all the other events that they have downtown. And, well, if we don't have the track, although track is still – looks like it's charging forward. They're planning on opening July 11th, I think it is. I play at the track too. And so, I mean, I hope that happens. It's like $300 million to the capital region. So I'm hopeful.
I know when this whole thing started, I mentioned, watch, it's going to go into the summer and affect the track. And at that time, people were going, no, I don't think it's going to go that far. And now it's a distinct possibility. It's just incredible. How about you, Carmen?
When they said 14 days, I was laughing. I knew it was going to be 3 months. I mean, in my mind already.
Really?
Just, you know, because something like that, you can't just shut everything down and then expect a couple weeks later it's going to be open again.
Right. And when they give these arbitrary dates, that's what goes through my head. You know, they'll say, let's say they said April 21st, it's over.
That'd be great because my birthday's on the 22nd.
And mine's the 24th, so we can party.
Oh, there you go.
But I mean, when they come up with these arbitrary dates, it doesn't mean that the next day everybody's going to go running to restaurants and running out to see people, you know, to get everything back up and running.
Yeah.
Well,
people are going to be a little leery, I think, in the beginning.
Right. Yeah.
I think gigs are going to start getting back into the swing of things in July.
Mm-hmm. But then again, you need entertainment through this. Everybody's going online now. How about you guys? I know, Carmen, I've seen yours. It's been great. Jeff, I saw one of yours, right? No.
Yeah, I did. I've done three the last, since Friday. I've done three. And the winery one, like 2,800 people saw it. So, I mean,
wow.
People are starving for some kind of entertainment, I guess, you know. I'd love to do it. Need to play.
Do you find that you have to schedule your online events and make sure, are you worried about that, that Skeety Creek's going to be on the same time as Carmen Lookshire and... Come on, let's get some competition going here.
No, Skeeter Creek, don't do it.
Or do you think about that?
Yeah, there's kind of like a lot of options in a way, you know?
Because so many are doing it.
If you logged onto Instagram right now, I guarantee there's probably 17 or 20 different national artists doing something.
I know.
Whether they're performing or just talking or, you know, out in their backyard playing fetch with their dog. So everybody's doing it. It's great. I think it's fantastic. You know, the first one we did, we had a huge response to. You know, we were just drinking beers and playing some music, and it just turned into a huge thing.
Oh, you did one too? So, that's great.
Yeah, we've done a few of them so far. But
you have to have a wide-angle camera for your band, though.
Yeah, we did the first one as a band before they had the whole before they shut everything down. But now that they've basically told you to stay home, we're doing them individually. You know, Dave and Renee do. Since they're married and live together, they do most of them, you know. We really haven't done any as a band since then. So
I've been looking into how they do these split screen videos. You see them all over the place, how they all synchronize with each other. And that would be a fun thing. We should all do one, you know, maybe all of us. So I remember your parents, my parents always said back then, you're going to be a musician. Oh my God, you better have a backup plan. So I'm not trying to be your parents here, but I'm just wondering if push came to shove and this didn't work out, do you guys have a backup plan? Because I've heard two theories about that. I've heard very successful people, like those comedians. I think it was Jay Leno that said, I didn't have a backup plan. I don't want a backup plan because then it pushes me to be the best comedian. It's either this or nothing. Which theory do you all ascribe
to? For me, I've gotten, like, I feel like I just left my job, my full-time job 2 years ago to do this full-time. So I feel like a lot of people are like, see, that's why you don't leave your state job. But, and then some people have sent me, you know, notices and like to apply to places. And I'm like, no, because that would take my time and I wouldn't have my full dedication to my dream. And I get it. You have to pay for bills and putting food on the table, but you have to go all in for your dreams.
So. Wow. Yeah.
I don't think there's no plan B right now.
That's the push. Yeah. A lot of people ascribe to that. How about you, Jeff? What do you think?
Well, I had a full-time job for, you know, many years. I've been doing music full-time for the last 8 years.
What was your full-time job?
I ran car dealerships. Don't hate me.
Oh, really?
I ran car, general manager, that kind of stuff. You know, yeah. You know, it was fun, but I loved the interaction with the customers and stuff, and we did it the right way always, but never. This is so much better. Music is, you know, what I always wanted to do.
And how about you, Joe?
This is my backup plan. you know, my full-time gig is what Jeff used to do. I run car dealership, just like Jeff
did. Is that right?
I've done it. I've been at the same dealership for 23 years. So that's my day job. And you know, Carmen, I give you credit for giving all that up to do this full-time. You know, I've considered it in the past. And even though we're fairly successful at it, I still can't pull the trigger and walk away from a career.
It's scary.
It's scary.
I've run it through my head multiple times, and it's just too hard to pull that trigger. So I give you tons of credit for doing what you love to do and really investing in it. So,
thank you.
And same with you, Jeff. I mean, it's the car business, but you know, I would bail out in a heartbeat too.
It's a tough grind. It really is.
Day to day, it really is. But I mean, it's been good to me over the years too. But this basically, music was my backup plan. You know, I have my full time job, and this is my other full time job. And sometimes this full time job musically is busier than my daytime job. So, you know, all my friends and family, you know, they're always asking me how you do it. I run full time all the time. So, you know, this whole transition for me has been a huge adjustment, because I went from literally busy 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to zero. And literally overnight. So yeah, this was my backup plan. It's not going so well.
And I was a school teacher. I had tenure as a high school teacher. And I left and I said I was going to do this full time too. So it's one of the many reasons I'm doing this particular subject, because I can feel your pain, because I remember doing it full time. I played in a piano bar 6 nights a week and did weddings on the weekends. And I made $50 a night. I remember that. I made $50 a night. Yeah. But
it's just, so true. When you love it, it doesn't feel like work.
No, that's right.
It's true.
It's totally
and just to throw this in there, I didn't mean to cut you off, Carmen. I apologize. But just to throw this out there for any other musicians locally who rely on this for a living and who have an LLC in their name or a registered business for what they do, the SBA came out with a program now for us.
That's
to
right.
help during this time. It's about a 2-minute application. You get money in 3 days based on your 2018-19 tax return. So keep that in mind. If you go to SBA.gov, there is help for musicians, entertainers of any kind. You know, there's even a line in there if you're an adult entertainer. But that's just part-time gig you didn't talk about.
Then I better apply. I better apply then.
Your $4 check is in the mail. So just to throw that out there to try to help.
Do they have senior citizen adult entertainers? Because that would be mine.
You're listening to Top Talent, and we're having, well, at least we're trying to have as good a time as possible with three top talents in the Capital Region: Carmen Lookshire, Jeff Brisbane, and Joe Kulowitz. We'll be back in exactly 20 seconds after this reminder put to music.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah. Get the soap going, get the water flowing, front, back, wash your hands. Please, without fail, get underneath the nails, front, back, wash your hands. No time to be a cynic, it's a global pandemic. This little song is 20 seconds long, it's done, and so are your hands, they're clean. Top Talent.
So can you think of other ways that, all right, so you're all in as entertainers, but other ways to monetize your business now besides live entertaining? I mean, I'm trying to think of ways myself.
Other than selling
songs. There's
always
ways to make money.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Spotify, Apple Music.
Right.
CD Baby, all that stuff. I got all my stuff up there.
Okay.
It trickles in. I mean, not too many people buy anything anymore.
Right.
You know, they just want to stream it, which to me is like the radio. I mean, you know, it's just you go to a specific place, it's like you go to a specific radio station, you know, so.
Yep.
That's about the only other way I can think of right now, you know, because we can't be near anybody. So that takes any events out of the mix. I'm worried. I got a couple of weddings. I got one in May and one in June I'm supposed to do. Probably lose those too, you know, sadly.
I do them too. And what do you say? Yeah. And these people that have these weddings in June and July, and I know, Carmen, you've done weddings as well, right?
Yeah, and I got one canceled this month. It was supposed to be tomorrow.
Wow.
So that was canceled. My cousin was getting married and that was postponed. So.
And what do these people do? A lot of people, I think, will say, okay, I'll just do it in October. I'll just call the venue. Well, you can't do it in October because
it's, you know, from a scheduling aspect, I know with us, we're solid until, you know, February of next year, literally with no dates left other than early week stuff. So a lot of these venues, and we've had a couple of weddings that want to reschedule as well, and we just can't.
Hmm.
I mean, depending how long this goes, but even so, just the events through April and May, there's nowhere to put them. So, and not to mention the fact that, you know, most bride and grooms aren't going to find a venue that has an opening.
Exactly.
So not this year, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Hmm.
That's a tough one.
It's a ripple effect through the entire economy. I mean, nobody is not going to be touched by this. Everybody's going to feel the pain.
So what do you all do for health insurance? How does that work?
CDPHP.
What's that?
Same here.
CDPHP.
CDPHP, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm for Fidelis, but I have Medicaid because I had left my job and was doing this full time. So it was a good timing for me to jump into all this, even though it may not seem like it, but, you know. It kind of worked out.
Hmm.
Well, we don't want you getting sick.
No, absolutely. Absolutely not.
No. Does anybody know anybody who's sick? Personally?
I do.
Yeah.
Do? Yeah, a few.
Anybody yet?
Nobody close in proximity, but yes, I know a few.
What do you say to your fans who can't see you right now if you had a message that you all would like to get out to your peeps?
I'm still doing what I love to do, so don't worry about me. I'm just here for you, and I want to entertain you, and I love what I do. I love singing.
Nice.
I think we would all say that, and also we will get through this.
Yes, we have
really
no choice.
America is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, was it 3M just announced they're going to make 1 billion masks? Did you see that?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, these companies are stepping up. How about you,
for sure.
Joe?
You know, basically, I would just say that we miss everybody. You know, we've made thousands of friends over the last 20 years. So you know, our daily routine, our weekly routine of being out, you know, 3-4 nights a week and seeing all these people. And, you know, we miss everybody. It's been a while. It's only been 3 weeks now or 4 weeks, whatever it's been. But it feels like it's been years. So
yeah,
it does.
We miss everybody. We hope everybody's doing well. You know, we hope everybody stays safe. So
are you all playing your instruments at home and just keeping up with things and trying to turn it into a positive and learning some new things?
I've got my calluses. They're building up.
Oh, that's good. I've been trying myself, but... Yeah. I know when I started this, I said, well, I don't know where this podcast is even going to go. People are saying, well, don't have work. We're looking for work, period. Goodbye. But I still wanted to give you a forum to at least speak to everybody and speak to each other. Maybe we can keep together as a community.
Really. It's appreciated. Thank you.
No problem. Anything else anybody would like to say?
I feel like we're on the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Like, no. Hey, Carmen, how are you?
I'm looking down.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm looking down.
Yeah. I'm not looking down. I'm trying not to look down so people see my bald spot, you know. Jeff, I see a vent over your head there. I don't know if that's going to drip. I don't know. Does it give you...
just the lights down the ceiling. Missing all my Beatles collection.
Here. Oh, my God. Oh, I got to come over. Oh, I can't come over.
Is that Lionel Richie on the wall back there?
No. Yeah. I got some baseball Yankees over here.
Oh, you got the Beatles. Love it.
Beatles, yeah. There's my gold album from my last album.
Whoa. Nice.
My daughter had that made for me.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Everybody's got to spin around the room and show your rooms.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The captain's on board.
That's right. We got captain. Captain's working hard today.
Well, yep. I don't want to hold you all any longer. Thank you all for being part of this, and I really wish you guys the best of luck, and girls.
Same to all of you.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to be back this summer better than ever.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
It's going to be fun.
That's right.
And if not, join us back here in 2 months for the next episode of the Brady Bunch.
Our hair will be longer, and right.
I'm gonna check out your music, Carmen.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I will as well.
Oh, that's the final thing. Everybody, tell everybody how to get in touch with you, your websites and so forth. I'm gonna put this all in the show notes at the end, but if you want to rattle them off.
Cool. Yes. People can catch me on my website, CarmenLookshire.com, or follow me at Carmen the Singer.
JeffBrisbane.com. Facebook, Joe.
And we're SkeeterCreek.com, and we're on Facebook too. So
great. All right, guys. Take care. I'm glad this all worked.
You too. Stay healthy.
Yeah, have a great day.
Stay healthy.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
They were great guests. I had a really good time with them. Thank all three of them for being part of this podcast. Roundtable number 3 is coming up. That'll be the last of the roundtables. Try to get some more top-shelf entertainment from the Capital Region and find out their troubles and tribulations and trials. That will be coming up as well.
But first, I wanted to do something as promised to some of the local top talent out there who are really taking a lot of their time and going on Facebook Live and doing these live shows for everybody. I think that's a fantastic thing. And I just wanted to give you some reminders here. The Galaxy Band, they have stuff set up for Facebook Live, and they go on every single day at 2 o'clock for their friends. So you can check that out. Carmen Lookshire, who's right on this podcast, she is doing Thursday happy hour from 6 to 7 p.m. And she does Super Soul Sunday at 7 p.m. and does that on Facebook Live, which is very, very cool. Al Bruno, the legend, the man, the myth, the legend. Thursday and Saturday, he does a house jam with Al Bruno, your throwback night. He does Neil, he does Elvis, he does Paul. Neil Schwartz, Elvis Montana from Cajos. He does all those people. And what's his slogan? Turn down for what? I love that. So you can check out Al Bruno as well. If you out there are doing any of these Facebook Live concerts, and God knows everybody is, I'm working on one myself, you can just text me. Well, I shouldn't say that. You can email me at richie1077@gmail.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Richie Phillips. Or Ryman Richie Phillips, R-H-Y-M-I-N Phillips, and put it in the comments section somewhere, and I will get to you, and I will add it to this little roster and put it on the next episode or upcoming episodes of my podcast. Okay.
Got to put in a little bit of plug for myself here. So this is my website.
HIRERICHIE.com.
That's HIRERICHIE.com.
I continue to do weddings and private parties myself, but since that's not happening right now, I have a little service that I'm offering. If somebody needs to have their day brightened somehow, I will write you a song. I have been doing that for 30 years on radio, and I still love to do it. You give me the information, and I will write a song, and you can email it to that special person. I'm just calling them Richie Rhymes. If you would like more information, you can just email me at richie1077@gmail.com. And I have a little questionnaire. You can fill that out. You give me the information. I'll write you up a little ditty. You tell me the style of music that you want. And let's brighten somebody's day around here. We have to do that. We all have to stick together. Please be safe. Oh, and I always include this.
The top talent.
It was the late Maya Angelou that said, "Talent is like electricity. We don't understand electricity. We use it."
Take it to the top. To the top, not the bottom of the top. Top talent.